This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Climate change may be partly to blame for the massive die-off of pine trees in the western U.S., but it works the other way, too. Forest die-offs can alter the global climate.
I like to think of this as kind of a parallel to something like El Nino.
Abigail Swan, an ecological climatologist at the University of Washington.
And we think these are going to also have climate impacts far away from where those forests are dying. So this is going to ricochet to other places in the globe.
To model those ricochet effects, Swan and her colleagues used climate simulations to wipe out forests and replace them with grasslands in the western U.S., the Amazon, or both. They found that losing forests in one part of the globe does indeed affect climate very far away.
And that could be negative in a lot of places. It could be bad for the ecosystems in those other places, but you could come up with scenarios where, you know, it makes the conditions a little bit better.
For example, killing off trees in western North America leads to cooler temps globally. That outcome means lower productivity in Siberian forests, a negative. It also dries up forests in the Carolinas, another negative. But conditions will get wetter in eastern South America, a positive for the forest there. The results are in the journal PLOS ONE. One surprise, though, was that when researchers erased forests in both the Amazon and the western U.S., it had an unpredictable, synergistic effect on global climate.
If we were to think about forest management across the globe, it really suggests we should be doing it in a coordinated manner rather than as independent entities. Because the climate response to these changes in forest cover is going to be a function of all of them happening at the same time.
We do that to some extent, like managing tropical deforestation through the UN. But this study suggests we need to keep it up and do even better if we want to see the global forest for the trees. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.